We're up to Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Chof Tes. Mem Tes, Chof Tes. We are in the middle of the Nevuah describing the Churban of the nation of Kedar. Kedar and the kingdom Mamluchos Chotzor. These kingdoms were also wiped out by Nebuchadnezzar. These kingdoms, they were nomads. They did not live in cities. They did not have walls. They did not have any types of protection. They lived in tents. And it was very easy for Nebuchadnezzar to wipe them away. So we learned we're up to the second pasuk. Pasuk Chof Tes, Aholayem, Vitzaynam, Yikachu.
Well, do you want to just tell us where we are again?
Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Chof Tes. Okay, so it says here, Aholayem, Vitzaynam, Yikachu. Nebuchadnezzar will take away, will wipe away their tents and their sheep. Yirioi Sehem, Yirioi is another term for a tent. The chol kleihem ugmalahim, or maybe means their special garments. The chol kleihem of the utensils ugmalahim, their camels. Yisu lohem, they will carry away. Vikaru'u alehem magor misaviv. Now, vikaru over here means it will happen. A mikra, even though normally mikra is spelled with a hey, for whatever reason here it's spelled with an aleph. That's how I think most of the mafreshim learn. Or you'll say vikaru means it will be called. Maybe you can learn similar. It will be called upon them a terror from all sides. The Nebuchadnezzar will dominate from all sides and attack them. Let's see the pasuk of
Chof.
Right, you have that in the Torah. Eis asher yikra etzchem v'achres hayamin, and that alludes to the concept that nothing really happens by coincidence. Everything that happens is always a calling from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's see pasuk of Tes in the Mitzudos David. Oholehem ki ein lochem batim l'sheves, they do not own homes. These people, they did not own homes. They live in the desert in tents. Yirioi Sehem, Yirioi Aholim. So he teaches that Yirioi Sehem means their curtains does not mean a piece of material, but it means another term for a tent. The Chofel Hadavar B'milim Shonas is common, and we have poetic repetition. Yisu Lohem, Yikhu Li'atzmam. So here it says, Yikhu Lohem Yira, Yikhu Li'atzmam is that the enemy will take these things, these possessions for themselves. The Karu, Mikolus Vivoisam, Yikru Alehem Pachad, Ritzon Loimar, Yafchidu Oisam Mikolader. They will terrorize them. Seemingly, he's teaching with a Karu. There is no Mitzido Sion. There's a Mitzido Sion over here? No. It will they'll call upon them. In the article, it translates it will happen. So I don't know where they got that from, but maybe over here he means they will call upon them, tear from all sides. Let's see Rashi, Pasik Chof Tes. If there's a Rashi, yes, Magor. Here, Michal, what does that word mean? Pasuk Chof Tes in Rashi. Chof Tes Magor.
Amas Mal, which means an expression of fear. It doesn't mean that. There's two explanations. Amas Mal probably means where you are grouped together, I guess. Mogor, I guess, from the
terror.
From the Shoresh Gur.
To live. Oh, so it means Mogor means
your
to live. Okay.
In other words.
Okay.
And the other explanation
is Yira.
Mogor fear.
Fear. That's second. So if according to the first tradition Rashi, we call them Mogor Misaviv.
It says the first explanation, the intention is that the nations will call an assembly to gather around the Kedorim.
They will arrange themselves in formation. The Karl HaMogar Mis lived, all the nations, the enemies will arrange in formation to attack. And the second interpretation is they will be Lashon Yira, they will call upon them terror. Okay, Pasuk Lamed, I'm sorry, Radak, Pasuk Chof Tes. Pasuk Chof Tes in the Radak. Where is the Radak? There is the Aholehem. Lefi Shehem Yoshve Aholim. Ubali Migna, since they are dwellers of tents and Bali Migna, the Chain Amar Kol Tsoin Kedar Yikov Sulach, all the Tsoin of Kedar will gather, all Yikov will be gathered to the enemy will be gathered into Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, Pasik Lamid.
But these are Yishmael. These are a segment of Yishmael or.
Well, the people, the victims. The victims are people.
Kedar
are descendants of Yishmael, right. But the one that's leading the offensive. The attack is Nebuchadnezzar and Melech Babel. So when it says they will take it for themselves, it means that Nebuchadnezzar will take for himself the spoils of war. Pasik Lamid, Nusu, Nudu, Meod, Nusu means flee. Nudu me'od. Nudu means wander very much. Hamik, we had the same. We had the same expression in the previous section describing the Churbin of Damesek and the Churbin we had and the Churbin of Amon Moab. We had a very similar expression describing those nations as well. Over here, it just means simply is Ku Nusufli Nudu move about me'od. Nudu me'od, move about very much. Hemiku l'sheves, and seek for yourself hiding places. Go into the bunkers. Yeshre, the inhabitants of Chatzar, Me'om Hashem, so says Hashem, ki yo'atz alechem nivuchadnezzar, melech bavel etzah, because Nebuchadnezzar, melech bavel, has counsel against you, a plan. V'choshev alehem machashava, he has plans for you to destroy you. So therefore, you better watch out, you better start moving and trying to hide in the protection, because very soon you're going to be under attack. Lamed in the Mitzudos David, Nusu Nudu, ki ilu hanavi masfirim lo'ema lo'ham, as if the Navi is warning them, Nusu mimukaimchem, flee from your place, v'hayu nadim l'mokim rechok ma'od, and run away to a place that's very, very far away. V'shuvu b'imke mistarim l'hechavei, and dwell in secret hiding places, go into the depths to hide yourself.
That exactly dovetails another commentary. The previous pasuk, Kikahu, doesn't mean the Nebuchadnezzar, it means the people themselves, because they are tent dwellers. So they
take your tents with yourself.
Easy enough for them to move from one place to another.
Relocate your tents to a new location. That could also be the pshat. So either means that the enemy will take all of their possessions, or they will take with themselves. You take your possessions as you move from place to place. Okay, let's see Rashi. If there's a Rashi pasuk Lamin, Kiyas Lechem Nuatz Mahi Ha'itza. What is the counsel that Nebuchadnezzar has planned against you? Kumu alu el goyish shelov. That's the next pasuk. This pasuk really leads into the next pasuk. Because Rosh Hashanah Nebuchadnezzar, I want you to go to the nation that is at peace, the nation that is naive. They think nothing will happen to them, and they did not establish themselves any fortifications to prepare for what's coming upon them. Let's see Radak pasuk lamid. Radak nusu nudu. The navi over here is coming to give a warning. Kfar pirashtu inyan hapasuk b'nevuas edoyim. This pasuk appears almost word for word by Edom, by Damesek, and therefore I'm not going to repeat the explanation again. Lamed Aleph in the text. Pasuk says, Kumu, now here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking. Yirmiyah is speaking in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's telling Kumu Alu El Goy Shalev. Yeshev Lavetach, rise up. Hashem says, Nebuchadnezzar, and ascend to a nation that is in a state of peace and tranquility. Meaning, they think nothing will ever happen to them, and therefore they have not prepared themselves for this event. They have not established an army. They have not built a wall, fortifications. They have no weapons. Yoishev lavetach, those are in security, Nu Hashem, lo de losayim, this nation of Kedar, they do not have doors, lo v'riach, they do not have bars, lo v'riach, lo, badad yishkonu, they dwell alone, they dwell scattered about, in isolation, they just live alone. That's the nature of these type of people. Pasuk lam avnu mitzudos David, Pasuk says here, Kumu return leimar v'zosio itza hamachashav shama la'amo Kumu el goy. This is the itza which now he's learning that Nebuchadnezzar told his people, Kumu el goy hayoshe b'shalva ve'en lo milchama emilios nishma v'nizar. And let's go now attack a nation that does not even know how to prepare itself for war. Lo de losayim ena yoshev be'arei nivtzar hasugudim b'dilsayim b'riach. They do not live in fortified cities that are protected with doors and bars. Badad yishkoinu einam shechnim mu'usafim yachad. They do not live together. Now he has new interpretation. Badad he means scattered about. They do not einam shechnim mu'usafim yachad ki im kol echad levado ein loy pachad oyev neged pneihem. Each individual lives in isolation. Strength is in the numbers. If you're afraid of the enemy coming to attack, so you all join together. You join together, Ish Esra'eu Yom Chazak. But if you're not afraid of the enemy, so everyone lives alone, no one knows from his fellow, that is a sign of weakness. Let us see Rashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Badad Yishkainu, Betach Bi'echidus. They live in isolation, in the sense of security. Ein Tzrichim Lehisaseif Leshev Rav Adam, She'ein Yidein Shiyavoy Oyev Aleihem. They do not feel the need to gather together and sit with multitudes, because they're not afraid the enemy will come upon them. Radak pasuk lamid aleph. Okay, there is no radak on this pasuk. Pasuk lamid. I'm sorry, there is. Okay, lamid Kumu el goy shelof, kumosh sholeif. Okay, over here, the word shal has a yud. It's the same thing as if there was no yud. Shalof hoyisi. Elosh ze mishkal acher bishav hashin. Bepeles shor. Bishavo hashin. Bepeles shor pe'er zir. I know what that means. Whatever that means. What it just means over here basically is that it means peace and tranquility. It's a nation that feels has nothing to worry about. Pasik lamid beis. The hayu gimaleim lavas. Okay, the camels of the nation of Israel will be the spoils. The hamayim that they have in the shul and the multitude of their people will be the spoils. Vizayvisim lefal ruach. Hashem says, I will scatter them all sides of the world. Kitzutzei peyah, the ends of the earth, the ends of the side. And we call Avarov Avi Es Edom, and from all sides I'll bring upon them their destruction. Ne'um Hashem. Lamid Beis in the Mitzudos David. V'hoyu Kitzutze Peya, Yu Kitzutzim L'chol Peya. Me'inin Kates. The word Kitzutze means the end. They'll be scattered to all sides. Ki HaPeh Hi Kates. So the Peh is the edge. Rashi. Pasik Lamid Beis. Kitzutze Peya. Muktzim Mikotze El Kotze Ruchos. The edges from one end to the other end of the world, they're going to be scattered. Radak pasuk lamid beis v'chayu kitzupeya yuhu kitzutzim l'chopeya me'in kates kiapehi kates v'soif. Right, I probably read before the Radak and the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos pasuk lamid beis v'zirisim efarzem l'chol eber b'tzoyis ha'peyas ha'ilam. I'm going to scatter them. When we call avarav, we call tzad avi l'chem idam, from all sides I'll bring upon them their destruction. The yu misuvavim bo, and they will be surrounded by their destruction. Okay, and the Radak says, okay, so that is what's going to happen. The one pasuk lamed pasuk lamed dalid lamed gimel lohaisa chatzal lemoyin tanim, and will be a place. The chatzal will be, it's one of the cities of Kedar. It will be a dwelling of serpents.
But Kedar doesn't have cities.
It means whatever. I mean, there are tent cities there, whatever it is, where they used to live, chatzal, wherever this, wherever they used to dwell until now, will be lemoyin, an abode of tanim of serpents. Shemama at Olam lo yeshev sham ish v'lo yagur ba ben adam, and no man will ever dwell there, even temporarily. It will be completely abandoned. Haslam gimel mitzudos David b'chayso chatzar hu makam hamayshul al kol b'nei Kedar. Chatzar is telling us that the place is the capital of all the people of Kedar. Sheikh ne'olim v'lo yagur af derech arai, no one will even come and live there temporarily after this complete churban. Okay, there is no Rashi. And Radak Pasik Lamed Gimel, there is none either. That concludes the Mevuah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, a reference to the nation of Kedar. Okay, it's a pretty straightforward. Next, now we go to the next nation of Elon. Elon is the capital of Modai. Okay, Poras u'Modai. These two nations formed an alliance to conquer the world. One Koresh's son-in-law was the king of Modai, right? Who was, the other way around. The king of Paras was the son-in-law of the king of Modai, and after 1 year the king of Modai transferred his power to his son-in-law to Koresh. Okay, Asher hoyo dvar Hashem el Yirmiyahu Hanavi el Elam, concerning Elam. Elam is going to get their due, the nation of Modai. Bereshis, when was the created? The beginning of Malchut Tzidkiyah Melech Yehuda Lemar. This debut took place in the land in the first year of the king of Tzidkiyah, which means there were 11 years left until the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Pasuk Lamedalid in the Mitzudos David Al Elam B'chum Mamleches Modai. Okay, Rash, there is no Rashi. Radak Pasuk Lamedalid Asher Hoya Omru Rabbeinu Zuchem Levracha Ki Elam Ozru Es HaKastim. Why did Elam suffer? Why were they punished? And the answer is Ki Elam Ozru Es HaKastim. They assisted them. Ubohu imohem l'horan l'Yisrael. They were partners in the alliance. Lefichach nemra aleim nevuazo. That's why they're going to get what they deserve. Okay, pasik lamid hey. Koi omar Hashem tzivokos. Hilni shoyder es keshes elam reishis kibudosim. I'm going to break the bow of Elam, the source of their might. And that means Elam, their specialty was archery. Okay, that was their unique. Every nation we know to have special. Israel is known to have the best tanks. Is that correct? Germany is known to have the best submarines. United States is known to have the best airplanes, the best air force. Every country is known in the world to have a certain specialty that is second to none. And other nations are always trying to purchase the technology to buy into that technology. So that is exactly the same thing in ancient times. Elam was known for their skill in archery. And therefore, whenever you had a war which required that skill, they would be hired as mercenaries to do the dirty work. So here, when we want to describe their destruction, we describe it in the terms that are so dear and near to the heart of Elam. It is a very common idea, you have it all over. But, so therefore, that's why it says, okay, that's going to be broken, I'm going to break the keshes, is the bow of Elam Reishas, that is the Reishas Kibur Asa. Let's see from the Mitzvah's Pasuk Lamed Hey. As keshes, lefi shahayu moshchei keshes. That was their skill. Uvezehayu iko givurasam lechach amar b'mapalasam. That's why it says concerning their defeat. Sheyishbar kashtan asher hi reishis givurasam. Hashem is going to break their keshes, which is the source of their might. Pasik lamid hey in Rashi. As keshes elam, as tikvas. He has a different interpretation. Does not mean over here, mean a bow. It means the hope. It means their strength. Okay, so he types keshes. I don't know how we cross the boundary, we cross over from the word keshes, a bow, to a word of hope.
The rainbow.
So you say the rainbow is a symbol of optimism, of hope that you have nothing to worry about. Interesting idea. Okay, that's what it means. I'm going to break. That's the worst thing you could possibly do to destroy a person. Okay, many people have nothing in this world, unfortunately. But what do they have? They have hope. They have weapons. They have a little hope. There's something. Maybe I have a little hope. Something will come down the pipeline. And we take away that hope, we kill them. Imam should kill them. So that's exactly what we can go to destroy their last ray of hope. I see. We'll see the Radak. Radak pasuk kol lamed hey koy amar Hashem keshes elam b'tzim lemar cheskam b'takvam, their strength and their might, kemosha keshes chizik hanaisir. So just like the keshes, the bow is the strength of the one who carries it. V'chein tigim yonason tekoif. Okay, that's also his translation. Next pasuk lamed vav v'hevesi el elam arba ruchos. I'm going to move on elam four winds. Me'arba kitzos hashamayim. The Zeri Sim, I'm going to scatter them. L'chol haruchos ha'ila, all four sides, all the sides. V'lo yeh ha'goya sh'lo yovo sham nitchei elam. There's not going to be a nation in the world that does not have a refugee from the nation of Elam. The winds are going to come and scatter them, all four sides of the world. Let us see the words of the Mitzudos. I'm going to disperse them all four sides, all four corners of the world. Ki ilu haruchos yinashlu mikol ever, as if the winds are blowing lefazram, to disperse them el ever shemuloi, to the opposite side. So when the wind on the east comes, it's really coming to push them to the west, and the wind on the west push them to the east. Likewise, so therefore all four winds are coming to push them to all four corners of the world. Correct.
Okay. And yet, Elam is going to make a comeback.
And be Kamakali Shah. Well, so first of all, maybe you're right. Maybe who says here's Nebuchadnezzar? Wait. So maybe you are correct. Who says this Nebuchadnezzar? I don't know history. Who says this Nebuchadnezzar happened at the time of Nebuchadnezzar? Maybe this Nebuchadnezzar took place later. Well, it's not. Look, we started with that. That's exactly what Rashi said. It was later. Because Elam was a partner with Nebuchadnezzar. So it had to then be. When we started the Mitzudos, had he later?
No, because
look at the Radak.
Because Elam eventually defeats Bava.
Elam eventually defeats Bava. That's later. But look at the Radak. Let's look back in the Radak pasuk lamid dalet. Okay, this really touches upon your question. At least according to Radak's understanding, I'm saying this whole bracha ki Elam ozru es hakastim. So Elam, they weren't defeated by the kastim. They were partners with the kastim.
At what point?
Yeah, I guess in the beginning. In the beginning.
Right.
So you want to say, okay, thank you very much, you've helped me, and now I'm going to kill you for helping me.
Yeah. So
no good deed goes unpunished.
So how do they make a comeback if they're guided to the wherever.
No, so maybe it means, it means later on, after.
All of a sudden, no, it's even beyond
the future. It means the future. It means that Elam was in existence all the way until Elam themselves conquered Babel. Elam remained how they were. Elam wasn't defeated because Elam was the one who conquered Babel.
Right.
Who took over? Who took after 70 years? Babel dissipated, collapsed, and Elam. That was the handwriting on the wall. Elam
right.
was attacking on the outside,
right.
and Belshazzar was making a party that he's successful,
right.
and he was obliterated
uh-huh.
by Elam. So, but
where?
Later, let's go after. Then there was Paras, nothing, and then there Achashverosh. After the story, I guess during Yavan, maybe L'chore, during the time of Yavan, when they rose to power, all the different kings of Yavan, they wiped out the nation of Elam.
Right.
Or maybe it refers to today. Maybe it refers to, where is Elam today? Elam really is Persia, right? Isn't that really where it is? It's all part of...
Are we going back to that?
So, can be interpreted in many... Syria? Elam
no,
is Syria?
Aram. Elam is in Iparas?
Elam is Modai. Modai. Paras Umodai. What do they have to pronounce the name? Media? Media?
What?
Okay, let's go further. So Asher of Zeri Sidlachol Ruchos. Okay, let's see over here the Mitsudos. Again, one more time, the Mitsudos. We did this already. Davis, the Ritzer Lebay is Fazu, the Hoaba Ruchos, the Sosos, the Kilo Ruchos, the Ashlok, the Kolevi, the Fazu, the Leva Shmulo. Next, the Mas. I am the middle of the Mitsudos on Pasik Lamid Vav. Lechol Haruchos Israela, Asher Bo Haruach Mehem. The Ruach will come. L'chol haruchos el asher bo'o haruach mehem ki kol echad yifazreim el ho'ever shem mimulo. Okay, so each wind from each side, the wind from the east will push them to the west. Wind from the west will push them to the east. V'lo yiyah ha'goy, v'lo yiyah shum uma bo'olam asher lo, that does not have a refugee of Elam. The Chabad. Every state in the United States has a Chabad house now, right? So there's not going to be a state in the Union that doesn't have the Chabad banner flying in its midst.
Is there a town that doesn't have
one? What?
Is there a town that doesn't have one?
Of course, billions and billions of towns. The state, North Dakota was the last state in the United States.
South Dakota.
South Dakota?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Las Vegas? No, in the early years he didn't let.
At very end
he let. Okay, but now that was the big event at the convention. You read the news. The big event was they have every state in the United States has a Chabad house.
Elam is Iran.
Elam is Iran. It says that's where it is located today. Yeah. Okay. That's like also all part of Persia. The whole area there. Okay, let's see what it says in Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's see what it says in the Radak. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Pasuk Lamed Vav. Ve'vesi abaruchas kiilu abaruchas yikum. The winds will smite them. Will hit them. The zeh haruach tizra isam luach shaganeg. Each wind will push them. I mean, the Radak. Each one will push them to the other side. Ruchshaneg the halah. Kain yu mifuzadim v'chol makom, they will be dispersed throughout the entire world. Gunas and Tergim arba ruchos arba mal kivon, four kings. So that could seem, what are the four kings? The four kings are going to disperse them. Who are the four kings? Well, we do know that Yavan was divided. It was first Yavan, and after Yavan, it was divided into how many parts? After Alexander the Great died.
Some count three.
Some count three, some count four. So maybe that's what it's alluding to. What the Targum is alluding to is that Malchus Yavan conquered Paras Umodai, and Malchus Yavan started as one Malchus with Alexander the Great, and with his death it splintered into multiple parts. So maybe that's what I don't know what he's alluding to. Arba Malkivin, four kings are going to attack. Nidchei Elam, B'dogei shadalit lechesaron pe'apoal. Okay, because we're missing here the pay, the first word of the verb. Because what should be the first word of nidche? I'm not sure. Nidche yisrael yichanes refoh hadalas. There, the nidche is, the dalit does not have a dat. Why not? I don't know the difference. Nidche elam and nidche yisrael yichanes refoh hadal. Elam ksib vav, elam kib yud. There's also nitche, same word. Right, there it's Rafa.
There's no dogish
there. There's no dogish there. Now, here there is a dogish there. Now, what's different? I don't know. Elam ksib vav, elam kib yud. Okay, there's a vav and elam, but we read it with as if it's a yud, as elam, not olam. Okay, the oisios aleph hey vav yud mischalfos, because that's very common that we take that those letters are interchanged one with the other. Pasik lamid zayin. V'chtati es elam, I will devastate. That's how they translate the word in the art scroll. In the Mitzudos sub, they translate the word v'chtati in shever. To break. I'm just trying to be precise, to play games here with you. But what is the word v'chtati? So the simple word is to break. Shever. Okay, that's what it says in the Mitzudos tzioin. Kimo chitisa kashtoisam. Break your bows. So it means I will break es elam lifnei aleihem lifnei mevakshei nafsham, those that seek their souls. They see aleihem, I'll bring upon them ro'ah, evil, es charoi napi, the fury of my anger, num Hashem, v'shilachti achareihem es acheref ad kalosiosim, until I destroy them, I obliterate them. It's a very powerful psukim. You know, the elam, you get the sense almost even more powerful. Every nation is different, but it's pretty powerful stuff. You only find this idea of being dispersed by Elam. You don't find this concept of being dispersed to the entire world by Edoim. You don't find it by Kedar. That's true. But you don't find it by Kedar. You don't find it by Ammon and Moab. Only with regard to Elam do we find this idea, is that they are going to be dispersed to every single nation of the world. They can count among their refugees a member of the nation of Elam. It's very unique.
You're not left as a nation. These ones, we don't have any refugees.
I know, but some of the other ones also, it says they were not left. They never came back either, but some of the other nations.
Most of them did come back.
Not most, but some of them did, some didn't. I don't know. It's interesting. Why is this so? Everything is done with precision.
A nation of what?
Madai.
Okay.
Elam is Madai. Okay, let's.
What's called Iran today? I knew I was going to have to get this at some point. It's not a majority ethnic Persian. Okay, it's less than 50% Persian.
Okay,
and the rest are.
Who knows?
No, there's Kurds and Baluchis and. Several others that are that make up a majority of minorities. So remember, those borders are artificial anyway.
Right.
Okay. Let's
that's
again.
My point. So there is no Modai.
Okay. Let's see Lamed Zayin in the Mitzudos David the Eshbar. I will send them to the places where they flee. So he learns the mitzvah stuff. Go back to the pasuk. It means I'm going to send after them when they flee. When these people flee to other nations, I'm going to send my enemies. I'm going to send dispatch my people to go and seek them out to the places where they are fleeing to, and attack them over there as well. Let's see Rashi. There is none. Radak, Pasik Lamed Zayin. V'chtati bo al derech ha-sholem. V'doge shatov. V'chtati. It's a full word. V'doge shatov. V'acharoyne l'chesor natov l'malamed ha-poel sh'roshoit chatas inyin shever. Es charoyne api. Al shohoreyu li'yisrol. Why? Because they've caused harm, evil to the Jewish people. Okay, let's see Pasuk Lamed Ches. V'samti. Now here's a very unique pasuk with a very beautiful, very popular mezh. V'samti chesi be'elam. Hashem says, I will establish my throne in Elam. V'havatiti misham. I will wipe out from there melech v'sorim l'um Hashem. and I will wipe out from there the king, which refers to Belshazzar and Vashti, the Sodim, and the officers. We'll see what that refers to. So says Hashem. Let's proceed to the Pesuch Shalmigo, then we'll read the Medrash, Pasuk Lamed Ches, in the Mitzvot Stavid, the Samti Kisi, which is in the Loimar, Ein mi yimshol be'elam ki im ani levad. The simple interpretation is that this nation will be obliterated, and the only one that will remain there is Hashem. Hashem's Shechin, Hashem fills up the entire world. Ki mehem evod sodim. I will destroy their princes. Velo yeh mi limshol, there will be no one to rule there any longer. Rashi, pasuk lamed ches, besamti kisi, motzor shali. I will put my throne. Now, what does that mean, Mitzar Shali? I didn't pay attention to this when I prepared.
It's in the Medrash or the Gemara and Megillah.
What? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Were you going to read something?
Lamed Ches. How do they translate with Lamed Ches and Rashi?
It has to do with translation. Oh, okay. It says, Rashi alludes to the rabbinic maxim in Gemara Megillah. When they were exiled to Elam, the Shekhinah was with them. As it says, I will place my throne in Elam.
But what is Mitzar?
This does not appear in our editions of the Talmud. It appears in the Ein Yaakov.
Okay, but what does it mean, Mitzar? How do they just translate the words Mitzar, Shelley? My what?
He says, possibly it should say Mador.
Ah, Mador. Mador is a mistake. Mador, Shelley, my dwelling place. All right, whatever that means. I don't know. What does that mean exactly? Hashem is going to put his dwelling, his rock, the siege, it seems to
well,
be
his throne.
They'll by appointing all these circumstances with Vashti and Esther and Haman, they will know that it was God.
You think that in Elam is where I'm going to change the power of balance, the balance of power. In Elam, okay, we'll see the Medrash, then we'll come back to this Rashi. Okay, we'll see in a moment. Let's take a look at the Radak Pasik Lamid. Pasik Lamid Ches, v'samti chisi be'elam. I will establish my throne in Elam. Kevon she'avid mimena melech v'sarim. Since I will destroy from them a king v'sarim. Now here's the point he wants to make. V'yavinu ki meiti hu ki'ilu sham kisi. It will become known. It will be clear, being that I'm going to wipe out their kings. It will be clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling the shots. It's as if I establish my throne there. The amlich alecha melech. And I myself will be declared upon it melech. It will be clear from the hashkocha pratis that Hashem is in control. But Rabbi Seinu zechonu levracha perish pasuk al dvar Vashti udvar Haman ubanav. Vashti was the granddaughter of Belshazzar, who was the last king of Bavel. Right, she was the granddaughter of Vashti, or the daughter, the daughter. Nebuchadnezzar. So, and what was her relationship to Belshazzar? Belshazzar's daughter?
Well, Belshazzar is, the line from...
Belshazzar was the last king. There was Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, and Belshazzar. Right, so there were three kings of Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar, Evel Meroidach, and Belshazzar. They spanned exactly 70 years. On the day when the 70 years was complete, that was the Nebuah, Lamalis, Lebavel, Shev, Mishana. Daniel appeared in the palace, and he saw there was handwriting on the wall, which was a revelation of the Kates of the times of Mashiach, and it meant that it was interpreted to mean is that your time has come, the Malchus of Babel has come to an end, and this was nonsense to the people in the palace because they were celebrating their 70th anniversary. Little did they know that outside the gates of the city of Elam were. Outside the gates of Elam were the forces of... Elam was originally part of Bavel. That's important. But Elam was originally part of Bavel.
Right.
But outside there were the forces of Modai Uparas.
Right.
And they completely obliterated all of the defense forces and killed Belshazzar and took over. And Elam then became Modai. Elam was not originally Modai. Elam was originally part of Bavel. Because Vashti went on to be the king of Achashverosh. V'sarim ze Haman. V'yeser Bonav. V'zeh, that's what it means. V'samtichis be'elam. Ki I'm going to put my throne in Elam. This is an allusion to the Purim miracle. HaKiyakol Yedu, Ki Mi'Hashem Ho'isa HaTeshua HaHi, everyone will know that from Hashem has come this great salvation.
Okay, so all these nevuahs that he's giving to Yaakov, not enough to get seriously?
All the nevuahs given to who?
To all these various nations.
Yeah.
They didn't take it seriously?
I guess not. They would have done something. If they would have protected themselves, they would have done tshuva.
Israel didn't take it seriously. Oh. Yeah.
We have, for example, in Paras, we have Koresh giving permission to rebuild the lives, and we have a more friendly.
Yeah, I know, but all these
more friendly
gloom and doom about all these nations, they didn't seem to mind. Take it seriously.
Yeah, well, that does happen at the top, right?
Put the stock market.
They don't listen to their intelligence report.
Okay, let me just tell you one other beautiful medrash. Maybe I should even start. You've all heard this. You've all heard this at one point in time. The second part of the medrash I actually never heard before, and the medrash goes something along. I'll just tell you outside first, and then if not, we'll read it inside to get more clarity. But the story is there was once a king and a queen, and they did not have children, and they were married for many years. And the king said to the queen, "It must be. It's my fault. It must be because there's something wrong with me." And therefore, I don't want you to suffer the rest of your life not having children. Therefore, we're going to get divorced. We're going to get divorced, and you'll go, and you'll find someone you'll be happy with, and you'll have children, and it'll be okay. And I don't want people to suffer. That's what he told his wife. So the wife said, or I think he said to his, no, he said to his wife, when we get divorced, it should not be on bad terms. People should not, in the media, they should not go online and all the newspapers and say, oh, the king and the queen had a fight, and they got divorced. It'll be very ugly. So I want people to believe that the reason why we're getting divorced is for your benefit, so people, you should be able to have children. Therefore, I want you to take from the house whatever you want. Take the prized possession of the palace. Whenever you feel in this home is something which is the most precious thing, take it with you as a gift publicly. When you leave the palace, everyone will see that we're departing on good terms. So she said to the king, "Okay, fine, but let's have a party. Let's have a party before we know. I don't want to. They actually have these things today in America. Believe it or not, they have divorce parties. They have a wedding. They have a celebration. The celebration to they have a celebration of departure. You know it's true. Rachmana Litzlan, by a divorce proceeding, the dayanim say to the parties. I've been told, they say mazel tov." Because time to move on. The queen said, "Let's have a little suda before we depart." They had a suda. They brought out good food, so on, v'chulu v'chulu. And then, she gave him a little bit too much to drink, and he fell asleep. She told her servants, "Tie up the king, put him in shackles in a straitjacket, and carry him with me. We're going back home to my father." She's going back to her father. "And take him with me and put him in the bed there in my father's house." The king wakes up in the middle of the night or the next morning and he says, "Where am I? This does not look familiar." So she walks and she says, "You're in my home. I took you home to my father." He says, "My high. You told me that I should take with me the most precious possession of the palace. You are the most precious thing to me. Even though it's true we can have children, but still, my love for you, my relationship for you is something which I cannot ignore." And they lived happily ever after. Did they have children or not? I don't know, but that's the medrash. That's another story. But the med. Now here is something very fascinating. This is very, very fascinating. I never knew this until I saw this morning. The medrash says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Klal Yisrael. It's shocking what it says. When Hashem sent Klal Yisrael into Golus, the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. Right, the base Hamin is just burning down. They're going in slaves and shackles. Nevuzaradan. They're taking down the Golus. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, "You know what? I'll give you a choice. Open up the Ishei HaTanach book, the art scroll Ishei HaTanach book. Pick any one of the Ishei HaTanach who you like, and I'll be Mechayim Esim, that person, and he will serve as your guide, as your spiritual leader to take you into Golus, to give you comfort and guidance." Pick the most precious leader. Pick the most precious leader that you have in your history, and I'll grant it to you. I'll grant it to you. I'll take them out of their grave and give them life so they can take you down to Golis and protect you. So Klal Yisrael said, you're giving us a choice to have our most precious leader to guide us. You, Hashem, are our most precious leader. We don't want anyone else other than you. You come with us. The Shekhinah should come with us to Golis. And the Medrash goes on to quote many psukim to illustrate this idea. And among, in the list of the Midrashim is this very pasuk, V'nosati es kisi be'elam. I'm going to establish my throne in Elam. I'm going to establish my throne in Elam. When Klal Yisrael, Elam is Bavel. We until now are always translating Elam to be Modai. But that was after Modai conquered Bavel, they established Elam as their capital. Bavel, that was not the capital of, that was not the original, I don't think it was the original capital of Bavel. I don't know where the original capital of Bavel was. But in this Medrash, the Medrash includes Elam is Bavel. And when Klal Yisrael sent Yisrael into Golus, Hashem said, okay, I'm going to grant you my request. Imoy Anoich Sara. I'm going to go down with you to Elam to be with you in Bavel. Okay. Then we learned over here with Vashti, okay, we did it in the Radak, so we did that in Medrash. Let's go to the last Pasuk of the Elam, Pasuk Lamates, Hayab Yachris Hayamim. It will be Achris Hayamim, Oshiv, Eshvus Elam, Nu'um Hashem. So you see, Taka, the other way around, that it was scattered to the four corners of the earth. Every single country had a refugee from Elam, but Hashem says that the day will come when Elam will be reconstituted in the Achris Hayamim. Let us see Lamates in the Mitzvah, Stavrach, Yemitzvah, Laimar, Achar Zman Rav. Doesn't say Mashiach in the Mitzudos. Ashiv Eshavus, Ashiv Liart Sames, Ashevi Shal Elam. I will return the captivity Shel Elam. Let us see Rashi. There is no Rashi. Let's see the Radak. Radak Pasik Lamid Ches. No, I'm sorry. We did Lamid Ches. Lamites, the Radak Pasik Lamites, Behaya Biachris Ayamim. Perashti b'nevuas mo'ah, the same idea. Oshuv kasa b'vav v'kri b'yud v'inyan echad v'chein shavisa kasa b'yud v'kari b'vav v'inyan echad. It's all the same. Okay, so this concludes the nevuah regarding the malchus of Modai. Okay, now let's begin the nevuah regarding the malchus of Bavel. Okay, Bavel, they're really going to get what they deserve because they are the ones, Bavel is a special place in the heart of Hashem because they are the ones who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Ha'davar asher hoyedva asher dibra Hashem el Bavel el Eretz Kastim b'yad Yirmiyahu Hanavi. The following is the message that Hashem spoke concerning the Kastim b'yad Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Higidu v'agoyim. Now, by the way, when we're going to read this Nevuah, it's going to be interesting that there are going to be, in the Nevuah, psukim scattered about that are words of comfort for Klal Yisrael. So it's really a Nevuah of Chorbin for Bavel, but at the same time, is Nechama for Klal Yisrael because the two go hand in hand. But it doesn't always say, there aren't very, very many references to Nechama of Klal Yisrael in the other Nevuahs, the other nations. It just says they're going to be destroyed. Here we're going to have some more explicit mentions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to forgive Klal Yisrael. You'll see what I mean when we come to the Pesukim. So here we go. Hadavar Shahai Dibar Hashem El-Bavel El-Eretz Kastim B'yad Yom Yohanavi, period. Let's see right away the Pasuk in the Mitzudos. Aleph El-Bavel El-Eretz Kastim Al-Bavel V'Al-Eretz Kastim. Two different, that's very important. We always had that over and over. There are two different nations. There is Bavel and there are the Kastim. Nebuchadnezzar is always called the king of Bavel. And then when it talks about the people, it always says the Kastim are going to come. They're not the same. They're not the same. There are two different districts. There are two different branches. They're not the same, but Nebuchadnezzar ruled over the Kastim. I told you once that that's what Nebuchadnezzar, he made a mistake. He intermarried. Nebuchadnezzar, he married his wife, was a Kasti. And it seems that the Yichus in the Babylonian, the rules were to follow the mother, yeah. Not to follow the father.
Vashti
is supposed to be a Kasti. So therefore, his son Evel Meroidach, on the bylaws of the Babylonians, was considered to be a Kasti, not a Bavli. If Nebuchadnezzar is a Bavli and his wife is a Kasti, and their son Evel Meroidach on the papers, he's a Kasti, that ate him up to no end. Nebuchadnezzar, that his successor would be a Kastim, because he hated the Kastim. He ruled over them, but he looked down upon them. So that is why, that explains the reason why we find in Malachim there was this deep hatred between Nebuchadnezzar and his son. The Mepharshim explained it's rooted in because of the mother who was a Kasti. He couldn't control himself. He had to marry her for whatever reason, but he was not happy that his son would be a Kasti. Okay, so what over here it mentions at least both. Pasik, let's see Rashi. There is no Rashi, Radak. Is there any Radak on Aleph? Hadar Rashi, there's no Radak either. El Bavel, the Eretz Kasti, Pasik base. Hagidu v'agoyim, declare among the nations, v'hashmiu, and let it be heard, usuunes, and lift up a banner, hashmiu, let it be heard, al techachedu, do not deny the reality, the fact, imru, say, nilkida bavel has been captured, hoivish bel is the avodah zara, has been put to shame, chas merodach, Merodach has been broken. It's also an avodah. These are the two avodah zaros of Bavel. Bel and Merodach. Bel has been put to shame. Merodach has been... Merodach. Okay, maybe it's a Targum. But over here, Merodach simply refers to the name of the idol of Bavel. Chas Merodach. Hoivishu Atzabeha. Her idols have been put to shame. Chatu Giluleha, her abominations have been broken. Now there's a lot of repetition in this pasuk because it was something which, let's see why. Let's see pasuk based in the midst of the study. Hagidu Atem Hamavashim Chadoshos. The media, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNN, V'chulu, Drudge Report. What? All the media, Atem Hamavashim Chadoshos. You people who mavaser the new things that are happening in the world, hagidu make it declare ben hagakum besoro zo this announcement mechurbin bavel ki lesimcha yichashev lohen, because the whole world, when they find out that Bavel has been defeated, will be a great joy, a great simcha al kihem hecharivu amim rabim, because Bavel brought to this world enormous suffering. So when the world finds out that Bavel has been defeated, they're going to be extremely happy. Useunes, lift up a banner. Leman ye'asvu kulam v'yishmos. So everyone should come together and they should hear. Al techachedu, do not deny. Al talimu davar ma migodol ha'chorban, do not hold back anything from the enormity of the chorban. Hoivish bal, ha'pesel bal nisbayesh, has been put to shame. Umerodach nishbar. Merodach is another word, the Zohar has been broken. V'lo yuchlu lahatzil es amam, they are unable to save their nation. Hoivishu kol ha-pesilim nispayishu v'nishpar, all of the pesilim have been embarrassed and have been broken. Let us see Rashi. Rashi pasuk beis usunes. Ramachol, what does that mean?
Perish, like the word perch, a banner, something
perched. You put up a perch. Simen asifa hu, it's a sign of coming together. Baal u'merodach, shemos avoidas koichavim shel bovel. Radak pasuk beis hagidu v'agoyim lufi shenivuchad netzar hishmit kol hagoyim omar, therefore sheyivashu b'sora zo b'agoyim, make this announcement heard among the nations so that everyone should celebrate their defeat. Hoy v'shbal chat merodach ele hoyu Elohei Bavel, these are the gods of Bavel. The omar harehim ki'ilu hoyvishu ato, they are put to shame, the chat when broken, ki lo yuchlu la'atziles al'ovdehem, they are unable to save their worshippers. Chas poal ovar b'shekel tam avonech. It has come to an end. Whatever that means, I don't know. Shirosh etachas, the shirosh etachas chitoy mele'el.
The
shirosh
is
tachas. Tachas chitoy mele'el. It's the emphasis on the ches, not on the tav. Okay, so therefore, the pasik gimel. Pasik gimel says, ki Allah alecha goy mitzafayin. A nation from the north will come. Hu yoshis es hartzol l'shama. This nation from the north will devastate its land l'shama, to nothingness. V'lo yeh yoshei ba, there will be no one living on Bavel. Me'odah v'abhema, nadu halachu, they will all wander away.
So
who's the nation? Let's see.
From the north.
I don't know. Let's see the Radak. Let's see the Radak. Pasal Gimel. Pasal goy mitzvon hei modai uporas. So they are, that's what it says. That relative to Bavel, they live, or relative to someone else, they live in the northeast.
If you look at the map, it
doesn't really fit. Okay, maybe it doesn't really fit. Nadu halachu. Nadu misham halachu b'gol. They have wandered, they have gone into galus. Rashi, goy mitzafoin. Everyone says it's modai uporas. Modai comes first. We always say paras umodai because in the Megillah, part it was an alliance. The alliance was they worked together. It was father-in-law and son-in-law, and the deal was I'll be king for 1 year and you'll be king for 1 year, and then we'll go back. We go choyse chalila. The problem was once you get power, you don't let go of it. So once paras got power and the old king of modai already died, paras never gave it up. So it was modai and it was paras forever. Until they were defeated by the Yavanim. So in the Megillah, since the Megillah is written in the Tekufa of Paras, that's when they were in power. So they in the Megillah always says Paras u'Modai. But originally the power first began with Modai. Okay, let us see over here. Let's see over here the Radak Pasuk Gimel. Ki ola goy mitzafon, same thing, para, modai paras. Let's do another pasuk. Pasuk dalet. Bayamim hohema. In those days, with the eis ahinu mashem, yavohu v'nei yishol hema, v'nei yishol, they will all come. Here we have words of Nechama. Holoich uvachol yelech. They will go, when the Jews hear that Bavel has been destroyed, this is a great joy for Klal Yisrael, because they are the ones who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. This Mikdash Baruch Hu is now coming to the Chum Klal Yisrael. They will go crying, tears, that these tears are tears of joy. These are not tears of tsar. Halechu v'chol yilechu v'yel Hashem Elokehem yivakeshu, they will seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us see the Mitzudos David. B'nei Yisrael heim Hanashodim Bearitz Baritz Achway Golus Aseris Hashvat. This refers to the remnants whoever survived. Vinitpalu im Vinay Yehudu bin Yamin, the Golu Imam Lubavel, they went into exile together with them to Bavel. Hema, they, Ritsoina Loimar, Ritsoina Loimar, Bnei Yishol Vinay Yehudu Yovo Yachov. So when it says Yachdov, here means that the remnants of the Aseris Hashvatim, together with the Malchus of Yehuda, they will come together. Holoch uvacho yelechu, b'teshuva uvesachanunim yelechu. So I told you it means tears of joy. That's not what he translates it as. He translates it as tears of teshuva. B'teshuva uvetachanunim yelechu, v'yel Hashem yivakeshu, l'shol mimenu ezer v'derech mitzlachas. To seek assistance and success. Now it's a shas hakosher. Hey, Hashem is smiling upon Klal Yisrael, and when it's a Shas HaKadosh, it's a good time to mevakesh rachem. That's why you see people always looking. You know, a classic example is a chasim kal under the chuppah, right? So they take names and they have to say Tehillim, and all the women are saying Tehillim because it's an ace rotzen. It's a Shas HaKadosh, the bris milah. So here it's a whole tekufa, the whole tekufa where Hashem is destroying Bavel is a tekufa an ace rotzen. Rashi pasuk dalit. Derech Hamakom Hazel. That's the next pasuk. That's the next pasuk. Radak pasuk Dalid. Hahema ki kishachar v'Bavel yatsu Yisrael mi'agolus al yidei Koresh melech Paras. Because when Bavel was destroyed, so then Klal Yisrael they left Golus through Koresh melech Paras. Yavo v'nei Yisrael hema v'nei Yehudu yachtov perush hema. What is the meaning of the word hema? They. Hema means they. The remnants of the Aseres Hashvatim. Kikeshagolu Aseres Hashvatim Nishar Bi'aretz Ma'atim Mifuzorim. When the Sancheirev exiled the Aseres Hashvatim, they disappeared. Sancheirev did not exile every last member of the Aseres Hashvatim. There were remnants of the Aseres Hashvatim who stuck around in Yehuda. So when Yehuda was exiled, with Yehuda also was some of the Aseres Hashvatim. They went into Golos with Bavel. The Hemyatsu now, when the king is coming, the Hemyatsu Imam Kishol with Bavel, and they Koresh Melech Paras. And now, when the Gul is coming, when Koresh Melech Paras allowing the Jews to return to Eretz Yisrael, so we have Yachdov, Hema and Bnei Yehuda, Yachdov, they're going to return to Eretz Yisrael. Halochu Vahod, they're going to cry. Misimchosom. So this is what I told you. Joy. They're going to cry tears of joy. B'shuvam li'artzam ki yesh bechi shel simcha. There is such a thing as tears of joy. K'moy b'vechi yavol, it'll come with this pasuk we have before that. K'moy v'yishak Yaakov v'rochel v'yisoyes kol v'yefk. Oh, that's not what Rashi says in the pasuk from last week's pasuk. Rashi there says that he cried. Why did he cry? Sadness. Why was he sad? Because Rachel would not be buried with him in the Ma'ara Samach Pela. And over here, the Radak disagrees with Rashi, and he says when he cried tears of joy. I got a nice kala. I have her over here, someone to marry. Tears of joy. Vayisas kola vayefk. Vayefk al tzavarov od. So they're very interesting. I told you, we discussed this many times from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab says in the Pasuk that in Achris Hayamim, Ubila Hamoves Tonetzach Umoch Hashem Lokim Dima, Me'al Kol Panim. What is the significance of the Pasuk emphasizing Kol Panim? So I think he brings a Chazal, Afilu Panim Shel Simcha. Meaning even there will no longer be tears of joy. In the times of Mashiach, there will be no such thing as tears, not even tears of joy. Why not? Joy is not going to be such a great joy when there are going to be tears of joy. So he says this psychological idea, which has to be analyzed if it's correct, is that every time a person cries tears of joy, he's really bringing up tsar. That joy today, the way we look at joy, is all relative to pain. A person marries off his child on the chuppah. How much tsar gibel banim did the parent put into their children all these years to bring into this master? So when you reach that time of simcha, you don't realize it, subconsciously, the tsar gibel banim, the frustration, the daiga, the tsar, all the problems that occurred for the last, whatever it was, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. To get to this point, it all percolates, it all comes up. But I'm happy now, I've accomplished something. And that brings, that causes a tear. So a tear really is tsar. A tear really is pain. So when Mashiach comes, there'll be no such thing as tsar.
You mean the kids are going to raise themselves?
What is that? I don't know what it means. That's what he said. He says there's no tsar. Parents won't have this type of these daigas. There'll be no such thing as children. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. No pain, no gain. Right? There's a principle. No pain, no gain. How could it be such a thing where you have good children without, if you hold back the stick, you know, the kid's not going to come out good. So I don't know what it means. But that's what he says. So you see here, very interesting, you have a machlokes between, you hear how they're dancing here, the Metzudas David and the Radak, around the word tears. The Metzudas David says tears. Tshuva, tfila, being mispalel. Musa. Radak says, no, tears of joy. Well, what's the problem over here? Yaakov also had tears of joy. All right, it's late. We'll stop over here with Pasuk Hey. It's really in the middle, but we'll leave it for tomorrow.